Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads, and I'm your host, T.S. Wright, and I am so glad you could join us today. If you haven't already, just hit that follow, subscribe button, and give us a like. Well, you know what? We've got a great guest on today, and she's got a great testimony she's going to share with you, and then at the end, she's got something else that she's going to allow you to be a part of. And she's going to talk about that at the very end of the show. So stay tuned. Keep your ears open. Be ready to listen. Get nice and relaxed. Unless you're driving, don't get too relaxed. So we want to make sure of that. But we have Christine Trimpe with us today. Christine, welcome to the show.
Hey, TS. Thank you so much for inviting me. Happy to be here.
It is great to have you on the show. And so, you know what? Our audience knows how we kick off every show. So we're just going to start this off. And that is, talk to us about, give us your story. Talk us through how God has shaped your journey.
Oh, I love that you use the word shape, because God had to completely reshape my life. And as I tell my story, you'll understand why I like the word reshape. Let me take you back. 10 years ago.
Hey, wow, that's quick.
Not 10 minutes.
Yeah. The power of the spirit, baby.
Definitely 10 minutes since we've connected here. So let me take you back 10 years. I went to Rocky Mountain National Park with my husband, Colorado. Beautiful. I love the mountains. Got to leave my home state of Michigan. I don't live by mountains. So anytime I get to travel there, I'm very excited. My husband had planned some hikes for us, and we got to the trail marker of the Nymph Lake path. And I looked at the trail marker and it said a half a mile. And I thought, oh, I can do a half a mile. Like, who can't walk half a mile, right? So started up that path, started looking up, got about halfway up that path. And TS, I could not go another step. I was gasping for air. My knees were aching, and I begged my husband off. I said, really, go on without me. I was fine. I needed a moment to myself. And just like I had done for 30 years, I sat on the sidelines of that path, very familiar spot for me, sitting on the sidelines of life, because the reason I couldn't climb that path, TS, was because I was morbidly obese, and I had many chronic health issues piling up. And so I just, like, physically, my body could not go another step. Emotionally, the weight of that moment just came crashing down on me. But spiritually, I see how God's hand was over that lowest point in my life. Because I remember just saying a simple prayer, God, I just want to feel better. After living in poor health for 30 years, I had pretty much given up on ever living in a healthy place. But I needed that moment because something stirred in my heart, TS, and I came home from that trip. I came back to Michigan, and I was determined to take ownership of my health, take control. I was going to do whatever it takes, and despite trying so many dietary protocols over those 30 years, something shifted, and I give God all the credit for that, because it was not something in my own power. Because again, I had been trying to do this for 30 years, but I can see God's hand over all of this health and healing journey that I began stepping out on. And I finally found a way of eating and not eating through intermittent fasting and quitting sugar. I went on this amazing quitting sugar journey, and that completely changed my life. And so I'm here to talk about this freedom that I've stepped into. And it all started 10 years ago on the side of a mountain.
Amen. Amen. Hey, you know what? There's been a lot of great things on a mountain that have happened. I think Moses had some interesting things that happened on a mountain. Matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, we have a Savior who ascended from a mountain. Amen. Ascended into heaven. So, hey, we have a lot of amazing events that have happened on mountains. So, you know what? Yours is just but one of many miraculous things that God has done on the side of a mountain. So, amen.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen.
So, Christine, obviously you found some type of, I'm guessing, maybe a formula or a routine or a rhythm that you needed to follow to really get this done. Why don't you give us a little detail about that? Kind of give us some details.
Yeah, I've actually fondly called this my sugar-freed method, because what actually started working for me was a now almost 10 years ago right now, March 10th, 2016, I declared to my friends and family on Facebook that I'm quitting sugar. And they thought I was crazy, like, because I was saying I'm going to quit coffee cold turkey. And the reason being was because I had a little bit of coffee and a whole lot of flavored cream or sugar. And so that's how I was starting my day. So I made this declaration, I'm quitting sugar. And the reason I decided that I needed to really remove the sugar from my life is because those chronic health issues were piling up. I was 100 pounds overweight. I had just been diagnosed with fatty liver disease. And I went down many, many rabbit holes to find out why was my liver full of fat. I discovered the damage that sugar was doing to my body, my physical body. And then through the healing process, as I began to step by step get off of sugar and wean myself off of sugar, I discovered that I was a full-blown sugar addict. So I had to take this step-by-step approach to be able to do this. But I also discovered that weaning off of sugar, adopting a very low-carb lifestyle, including intermittent fasting, that it was going to start reversing those chronic health issues I was dealing with. So the weight started falling off, and I did end up reversing that fatty liver disease. I reversed prediabetes. I reversed obstructive sleep apnea. So it is exactly what I needed, the sugar-freed way of life. For someone like me, anybody listening, I had been diagnosed with that prediabetes, and you might be familiar with the term insulin resistance. Basically, what that meant for me was that my insulin hormone was not working properly because of my diet that was high in carbohydrates. And I was not one to eat a ton of like the sweet stuff sugar that we normally identify sugar as, like, you know, ice cream, Oreos, brownies, things like that. My sugars of preference were the starchy sugars or the breads, the potatoes, the pasta. As soon as those hit your digestion, your enzymes break them down into sugar. And so my brain was still experiencing them as sugar, and that's how I became sugar addicted. But, you know, weaning off of it, eliminating it from my way of eating, choosing this sugar-free way of life has completely set me free from the physical ailments. But more importantly, this whole journey was a spiritual awakening for me, and we can talk more about that too. And then also emotional healing, because as someone that lived with health struggles for so many years, very, very self-conscious about my weight, I carried a ton of guilt and shame. So just going through the process and healing from all of that, not easy, took time, but definitely worth it because of stepping into this freedom.
And I will tell you guys something else out there for if you want to look at things in your diet that you may want to rid yourself of. And this one is actually more dangerous than sugar or anything else. It is directly a poison in our system. Hydrogenated seed oils. When you cook them,
yes,
that is like cooking poison into anything you eat. Hydrogenated seed oils are dangerous. They are the leading cause of heart attacks and heart disease, cancers. I mean, you name it. You just go right down the list of all these things. When you cook those, that's why coconut oil and things like olive oil is what you should be using. Hydrogenated seed oils are dangerous. They truly are. And they are more dangerous than breads and all the other stuff. What they'll do.
Yeah. They are dangerous. And when I adopted this way of eating, of course, all the seed oils disappeared from my diet as well. Right.
They mess with your system in crazy ways. And they literally tell your body to use the fat and to keep it in there, store it and keep it in there. And then it also has you do it. It starts building up plaque and all this other stuff. Yeah. I've done a lot of research on seed oils. Just by limiting those out of my diet, I have felt a million times better. I mean, yeah, no,
yes, and so I'm not surprised.
Just ridding myself of that. So, as a matter of fact, my blood pressure has come down and all other kinds of stuff just by eliminating that one thing. Yeah. So anyway, a couple other things I'd like you to talk about here. Obviously, not only the physical benefits that you just described, talk about the spiritual side of this. I mean, give us kind of that sense. I'm going to tell you, the way you eat can definitely influence this.
For sure. So this is the best part of my journey. Like I'd always wanted to lose weight and get to a healthy weight, but now I can testify that the weight loss was a really nice side benefit. I really praise God for that because I do feel better. I have so much energy every day. And the mind and the emotional part, I have so much mental clarity, my brain fog lifted. But what happened when I came home from that mountain path that I know God's hand was over all of this is I started doing some medical intervention. I got a sleep study. I got a CPAP machine. I started sleeping better. And TS, for the first time in my life, first time in my adult life, I was 48 at the time, raised in the church, raised in a Christian home, never was in a habit of picking up my Bible daily. So now I'm waking up more refreshed because my sleep is better. I start picking up my Bible every single day, first thing in the morning, and I haven't put it down since. That is like everything that I hunger and thirst for now. I truly believe that God has flipped the cravings of my life. I talk about cravings a lot when I'm coaching women. Like we have to identify our cues, our triggers, our cravings. I was craving so much, just filling all the, what I describe as filling all the holes in my soul with all the wrong things. And then going through this health journey and this spiritual awakened journey, a journey of sanctification, digging into God's word, letting that fill me up and satisfy me, that has truly been what has been life-changing and what I have to share. Like God called me out of corporate America to share and coach women and speak and write and just help other women find the hope. Like we don't have to live hopeless in our circumstances, even if it's a weight loss battle, or even if it's a mountain of debt or something. If you show up and surrender this journey to the Lord, be willing to be uncomfortable for what he's taking you through. Be willing to accept the discipline. You know, God disciplines those he loves. And Hebrews 12 tells us that, one of my favorite chapters of the Bible. And just show up every day. I always say that when we show up, put in the hard work, then God shows off and we get to give him all the glory for that.
Amen. Hey, one little side caveat here. We're not doctors. And so this is educational information.
Right.
It is not medical advice, what we give you on the show. So I'm just giving that disclaimer so you guys understand that. So anyway, a couple of other things too that, you know, I like what you talked about with just getting connected spiritually and kind of getting into some of those other habits that you talked about. You know, talk about maybe just some basic, obviously not just the food side, but maybe some other basic lifestyle habits that it helped you develop as you kind of walk this journey of just really starting to practice more discipline.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me how much we hear that we are creatures of habit, habits. But when you really break it down, oh my goodness, we really are. Like, it is amazing to me now that I can, like, I have these habits ingrained now. It took a while to build these healthy habits, but now I can see easily how I was able to ditch the things that were not serving me well. And that these healthy habits really give you little wins every day. You get the momentum. You have some motivation. You're seeing things change in your life for the positive. And so I love to talk and coach women through habit stacking. That's what I call it, habit stacking. When you consider breaking up with sugar, a lot of people might feel a little overwhelmed thinking about that. They're like, what do you mean? Sugar's in everything. Yes, it is. But it's not impossible to eat just from what I call God's good smorgasbord, that his whole food ingredients, we're not adding sugar to it. We're not adding factory processed junk to it. So as we begin adopting that lifestyle, you can see how your habits stack. And like all of a sudden, you are eating a healthy breakfast. And all of a sudden, you're no longer drinking that daily habit of 3 Diet Cokes. And then, oh, you're adding 30 minutes of movement to your day. And then, you know, you're just starting to have a healthy mindset. You're able to take your thoughts captive about food. Like as a former sugar addict and a confessed recovering food idolater, I used to obsessively think about food. And now I don't do that, you know, because the sugar addiction has quieted down, the cravings for junk food has quieted down. and I am able to have healthier thoughts. And if I do go wandering that way, I have a way out. Like, I have these healthy habits that have really set me up for a lifetime of success when it comes to this, of honoring the Lord with my health, Amen. This one body that he gave me. So Amen. That's worked for me. Amen. Yes.
And I will tell you guys on this show, I've actually lost mm-hmm. almost 40 pounds myself. So, and I've been cutting out some things,
awesome.
And doing a little more weightlifting and some of the pieces that I needed to add, get back to what I used to do. And basically what happened was I got busy and I kind of let the busyness take over. And I'm guessing somebody on this show is hearing this. When you let the busyness take over, it runs you and you're not scheduling it. That's when you need to take a pause and get things realigned. And that's where, you know, God helps us do that. But at the same time, we have to make a choice and to follow him too. You know, he puts it out there in front of us, but we got to choose it. And so, yeah. And those are some things that I've had to do here really over the last 12 months, about 12 months that I've been shaping some of that. And I have definitely felt the benefits. So still got a little ways to go, but I'm going to get there and I know I can. Amen and amen. Love the topic.
Yes,
I'm going to just be honest with you. I love the topic and I'm an old coach. So I used to work with kids and athletes and all that fun stuff. So let me ask you a question. Now you kind of alluded that you were in your 40s. So I'm guessing you're, you know, obviously have a few more years under your belt than just that. But well, and the reason I bring that up is, you know, people who are on the show right now, if you're 50 plus, you know, and I'm going to ask you this question, what are some practical things you can do being that age to really help you regain some energy and just kind of some vigor that you need physically?
Yeah. Well, would you be surprised if I told you that sugar mm-hmm. really exhausts you? Even if, you know, it's a quick fuel, right? It's a quick fuel source. But when you are, that's exactly what I was going to say. When you are fueling your body with sugar, you are crashing all day long. Like when I worked in my corporate office, I can remember I had a private office and I just wanted to shut the door and put my head on my desk. I didn't because I had a work ethic, but oh my goodness, just to keep my eyes open. So if you are eating a diet that's high in sugar, your blood sugar is going like this all day long and those crashes are exhausting. So when you wean off of sugar, then you have a steady energy. And guess what? If you want to lose weight, you can tap into your fat for energy. And fat mm-hmm. is so much more efficient than sugar as a fuel. Amen. So that's naturally going to give you energy. It's going to give you stable, steady energy all day long. And one of the things that happened to me early in my quitting sugar journey, I was talking to my cardiologist. I do not have heart disease, but I have a family history. So I have a really wonderful cardiologist. And I told him, I quit sugar. And he was really excited for me because I was very overweight at the time. And he said, now watch, as you start losing this weight, you're going to feel like you want to exercise and you're going to want to move your body. But he also reminded me, he told me that mm-hmm. it's 90% what you put in your mouth and then the 10% you're going to want to move your body. And he was so right. Like as soon as I started feeling better, as soon as I knew I was burning fat for fuel daily, I actually started enjoying moving my body for the first time in my life. And I don't often call it exercise in my coaching community because women still kind of cringe at the word exercise. So we call it movement.
It's and movement. I always encourage. I love this.
It's a movement, ladies, right? And I always encourage my ladies, like, ladies, we want to move our body as we age because we want to prevent falls. We want to be flexible. We want to be agile. We want to be able to squat when we need to squat. Movement's big, but it's not the biggest thing. But it is. Amen. Fitness is part of my coaching method, just specifically for that. I don't tell them to get down and do, you know, 20 push-ups, but encouraging walking with a weighted vest. I'm into rebounding right now on my little mini trampoline. So yeah, and that helps promote energy throughout the day too. So there's several things that those are a few things that you can do to make sure that you have that
energy
as we age.
Another thing you guys should pay attention to, and I just throw this out there: if you're you ever really struggle with weight loss and you are starting, you are eating right and you've cut out this stuff, go see an endocrinologist. Could just be your hormones and something's off, and they can help you get things balanced. You need your T's, which I call testosterone. You need that balanced. That's the first thing. And a lot of people don't realize that. You need those T's balanced, because without those, your body is not going to produce. Remember this, testosterone, protein, amino acids all work together, and that has to fuel muscles. And the number one muscle is your heart. Yes. So keep that in mind. Uh-huh. All those internal muscles control breathing, your heart, all those things. When you're not getting proper amount of aminos and you're not producing testosterone there correctly, that can be dangerous. It is extremely dangerous. So not just for weight, but just overall health. And so make sure that you guys are doing that. So Christine, I got another question for you. And this is going to be the last question before we do the wrap up. And you've obviously made this huge turnaround. I mean, you have. And I want to say kudos to you. To somebody right now that's sitting here listening that just is in that total struggle phase, like, or they tried things and they just keep failing and failing. What would be your message to them right now in those first one or two steps that they could take to get on the proper path?
I'm going to go back to what you were just talking about with hormones. The thing that blew my mind after 30 years of yo-yo dieting was to learn that weight loss was all about my hormonal health. And as soon as I understood that, that's when everything changed. Now, what exactly do I mean by that? So as someone in recovery from insulin resistance, insulin is a very important hormone in your body. It moves the glucose around, you know, it has to be there. But insulin is also your fat storing hormone. So if your insulin is out of whack and you're storing fat all day long, we got to get that stabilized. So physiologically, we really need to lean into our hormones. But then also, so that's the biological aspect. When I coach and talk to women, I'm talking from a biological point of view and a biblical point of view. So the biblical point of view, I would love to encourage people is to not give up hope. Like, we know with God, all things are possible, but we really have to show up. Again, there's that show up. We have to show up and we have to surrender these struggles to God. And there's no better way to be able to overcome challenges like this. And that is really like digging into God's word every single day is what changed everything for me. There's a word in Psalm 1, the Hebrew word is called Haggah, and it literally means to devour the word of God. Amen. And if we do that,
amen,
everything can change.
You know, and you can do your own research on this, but there's Bible verses about eating and food, and, you know, there's stuff in there for you guys to read that apply to this type of thing. And unfortunately, we're running out of time. So Christine, here's what I would like you to do. You have your book with you? All right, let's show it on the screen.
I do.
And then go ahead and talk about it.
Okay. All right. Here. Okay, this is Sugar-Freed, Stop Losing the Weight Loss Battle, Start Gaining the Victory, Christian Living Nonfiction, very useful handbook to help you restore your body, renew your mind, redeem your spiritual journey. It's a lot of my story. It's 6 stories of women I've had the privilege to coach. It's how we can get connected through the Sugar-Freed Method. And you can grab a free chapter of this on my website at christinetrimp.com. If you go to the top of my website, it says start with a free sample and you can download a chapter and we can stay connected.
We're going to include all this in the show notes, of course. And it's been great, first of all, having you on here, Christine. We want to make sure that everybody, and your call to action is, you have any type of struggle, you're trying to just figure this out or you're just thinking about it, don't hesitate. Unless you're driving, wait till you pulled over and you need to go get this book. It's already out there. It's already on Amazon. It's already where it needs to be. Get yourself a copy of this book and start putting this plan of action in today. Don't wait for tomorrow. If you keep waiting, you're always just going to keep waiting and you'll find a way to justify getting yourself out of it. Don't. Put it in front and center, pray about it, and let the Lord take you and use Christine's practical advice, which is also spiritual advice in many ways, by the way. And if you read Romans chapter 12, verse 1, it tells you that your body is a holy living sacrifice, pleasing to the Lord. for this is your spiritual act of worship. That means we need to take care of our bodies. Mm-hmm. All right. We do so that God can use them the way he designed us to be used. All right. Well, Christine, we're about to wrap up. I want to say thank you for being on the show. I actually love this message. And you know what? We're going to make sure we invite you back and have you on again sometime. You bet. This has been awesome.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, folks, as you know, as always, hey, thank you so much for being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads community. And as I always say, now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation and let the great harvest begin. Are you looking to grow? Are you looking to be able to understand what real discipleship is? Or do you have a church or a body of believers that are looking for something to help you get past just the normal Bible study to actually be able to apply the Word of God? Well, we have a book for you. It's called Embracing the Truth. Go to tswrightspeaks.com. Message me and get your copy today. Again, tswrightspeaks.com. I look forward to hearing from you and have a blessed day.